dance music. It's the craze that's sweeping the nation. A delightful new invention that will have your hips shaking, your fingers pointing, and your face flying in different directions. So addictive, in fact, the kids are downing tools and becoming DJs. Look at little Timmy here. Wanted to be an astronaut when he grows up. Now he spins vinyl in Berlin. And what about poor Susie? Could have been an air hostess. Instead, she's the queen of techno. But it's not all jam tarts and roses. It's tough out there. Nobody wants to knock boots with a failed DJ, so you better smarten up quick, Sonny Jim. Luckily, we have the antidote for that little DJ pea brain of yours. You're now listening to the 5-Minute Masterclass with Mikey Maguire.
Do you have nothing to post on socials? Is that something you say to yourself on a regular basis? I hear DJs on some of the various calls we do saying, yeah, I'm not really on top of my social game because I've nothing to really post. Usually when I hear that, what I decode that as, because you can post anything. I mean, we can just pull the phone out now and just document stuff, right? What that actually means is you've nothing interesting to post. And what you usually mean is I'm not playing any gigs, so I can't post about that. I've got no real releases happening at the minute, so I can't post about that. So there's nothing happening because you think of gigs and releases as what happens. Now, maybe this isn't you. Great. But I see this a lot. The problem with that thinking is that when you see your gigs and your releases as what happens and what you should be posting on social, and you're not posting really in between it, is you're stuck in the promo trap. Posting about your gigs and your releases, that's not that interesting to the audience. If you think about what the audience wants, they're scrolling through their feed. You've got kittens jumping out of planes with parachutes. You have exploding houses. You've got, like, what have you got? You've got the Kardashians. You've got just a world of weirdness in the feed. Everybody's a content creator. Everybody's doing millions of views, it seems. It's just the feed these days is a curated list of the most interesting stuff in the feed. And your artwork isn't going to make it. I mean, nobody wants to see that. Nobody's sitting there scrolling through 600 artworks in a row because the feed is serving them that, because they just love artwork so much. That's not happening. Nobody ever... The only person that ever cared about an event artwork was the promoter, the DJs that are on the artwork, and those two super fans that'll be queuing up from 11:30. Everybody else didn't really care. You care about posting it because you're on the lineup. It's something to shout about. Yes, some success, some results. So you look forward to posting the artwork, but your followers don't really care. Releases, again, you're happy to shout about your release. Other people are happy for you, but really, in the grand scheme of it, three posts after they scroll past your release announcement, they've forgotten. So your release announcements and your artwork are about you. You care about you, so you want to post them. But your feed, you should be thinking about your audience, because your socials will work when you put your audience first. What do they care about? And I use the analogy of the cinema. If you went to the cinema and they just showed trailers and no movie popped up, you'd ask for a refund, you'd never go back. So why is your feed like that? Were you posting about your gigs? Hey, come to my gig. Here's my gig. Here's my release. Here's my radio show. You're in sales mode. Where's the entertainment? Okay? So we want to think about you as an artist are creative, right? That's it. You're a creative. So let's create. The word creativity comes from the action to create. So you don't have anything to post. Create it. Do you think Picasso woke up every morning and said, you know, I would love to sell some paintings, but I just don't have any? No, he fucking painted some. He created some. He pulled art out of thin air and made it work. Do you think producers, do you think like your favorite producer wakes up in the morning and says, I would love to release something this month, but just don't have any music? They get in the studio and they create. So when you say you don't have anything to post on socials, what's the answer to that? It's not wait for a promoter to send you some artwork. It's you creating. What is it that you're doing? Make some music. Document it. Do a mix. Document it. Show us what you love. Show us some music. Show us what you're interested in. Tell some stories. Like, whatever. It's the dance music is the entertainment industry. People forget that. We're all so serious. Everybody's got a broomstick up their arse and a black t-shirt on and is getting offended. That's what happens today. It was the entertainment industry. It started out people just getting fucked up in really dark rooms with crazy music being played. So don't take it so seriously. Like, let's entertain. Give us something creative on your feet. Make something. Stop being stuck in the promo trap all the time. Get creating. If you're creating all the time and rolling out interesting stuff, people will pay attention. People will like it. You'll start to do well. Then when you do run your promo stuff, which you should still do, it's not going to be 100% of the content. It's going to be 5%, 10%. And it's going to do better because all the other content's doing better. Because people have been paying attention to your content lately. They've been liking it. They feel connected to you. So when the next post pops up, they're like, ah, okay, love it. Whereas now you haven't posted in a month and you're putting up a gig artwork and people aren't even seeing it because they've not seen any of your stuff in a month. So they're not getting shown your stuff. Finally, I want you to think about perfectionism because it's the other thing that I see holding people back. Perfectionism on one hand and then imposter syndrome on the other hand. And so people often don't post content because they think it needs to be perfect. They want it to be just right. Or they think their stuff isn't interesting enough. I'm not going to post about my life. People won't care. What do people care about me? It's not. I have nothing interesting to share this month. I want you to think about Teen Mom. I didn't watch many episodes myself, but I seen it in passing. You know, I know what it is. I've seen bits of it. It's basically just teen moms lying around the house all day, talking about their life. You know, if you have anybody in your life at all that was a teenager and had a baby, just exactly their life, but on the screen. Add in like a teenage dad that is the usual teenage boy, doesn't want to pay, is grumpy. Like, there's nothing really going on there. There's in the episodes, it was just a spotlight on a teen mom, the same as any other teen mom. But what happened? It was so popular, it just took over all of MTV. MTV squeezed out the music, and it was just Teen Mom reruns all day, and you have people hooked on the show, binging them all. Nothing was happening. Nothing of interest was happening. Humans are like this. We don't need a lot to pull us in. If there's a story, if there's a hook, if there's something, just anything at all. Think of Big Brother. When Big Brother used to do live 24/7, and people would watch it at nighttime. And like half of it would be bleeped out, but people were just, humans like watching other humans. So just tell your stories. Come up with a hypothesis. What do I think I should post? And go, okay, I'm going to try it for 10 days. It's not going to be perfect, but done is better than none. So just give it a go for 10 days and see, hey, does this feel good? Don't worry about the followers at the start. Go, do I think this represents me as an artist? Do I like this content? Am I enjoying making it? If so, keep going. If not, come up with another hypothesis. Do another 10 days. But it doesn't need to be perfect. And if you think it's not interesting, that's not your job. See what the people around you think. Just post it. Get over the imposter syndrome. As a creative person, you quite often will have it. And it's okay to have imposter syndrome, but still do it anyway. You're allowed to think, this is boring, this isn't important, people aren't going to care about me, and hit the upload button at the same time. That's okay. You can think it and not let it stop you at the same time. So there is no reason not to have anything to post on socials. Nobody did until they created it. So your job, if you want really good socials, and that's the game these days, socials are the new flyer, they're the new radio, they're the new, it's how you reach an audience. And in the music business, audience matters because it's how you monetize. And so you got to play the socials game and you have no reason not to. So the next time you hear yourself saying, I have nothing to post on socials, correct yourself. You have nothing yet. time to create. I'll see you in the next episode of the 5-Minute Masterclass.